Hi, everyone, and welcome to this special episode of the Passive House Podcast, recorded in Tarrytown, New York at the FiasCon 2021 Passive House Conference. Before we get started, I want to thank Fias for putting on the conference and for coordinating with us on these interviews, as well as NYSERDA for serving as conference partner with Fias and community partner with us here at the Passive House Accelerator. Thank you, too, to Rockwell North America. Their generous support underwrote all of these interviews, as well as our coverage of the conference. With that, please enjoy my interview with Lindsay Elton of EcoAchievers. Unfortunately, the audio on my side of the conversation didn't work, so I'll be doing a little narration of my side of the chat here for this episode. I started by saying how excited I was to talk with Lindsay and hear about the panel that she was moderating that day, and also about her work. I alluded to the fact that she presented at the Passive House Accelerator's Construction Tech and welcomed her to the conversation.
Sure. Yep. So we are a green building consulting firm, and we have offices in Chicago and Detroit. And we do essentially all of the green building certifications from LEED to Passive House to Energy Star to Green Star and some of, you know, anything in between. And then a lot of performance testing and code compliance. So we just do the full gamut of verification and certification services. I am moderating the QAQC panel today. So talking about like rater verification and some of the QA aspects that FIAS is wants to relay to the world, but also with the new, I'm assuming that they're going to talk about the new 2021 standard and also some of the challenges that projects have faced. And I would say our team is definitely very communicative with FIAS about challenges or opportunities that come up on projects. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it's always great to get other rater and verifier their perspective. We're all in this together. So
I then asked Lindsay, as she saw Passive House growing and new teams grappling with how to do Passive House successfully, what is a key piece of advice for Passive House practitioners?
I'm glad you asked that question. I think right now our biggest push, and I have stolen this this term, it's the air sealing and air barrier aspects. And to have someone who is on the team from whatever capacity, if it's the GC, if it's the painter, you know, like someone who just knows all of the air sealing and air barrier details and have a dedicated air sealing specialist, let's just make sure, on site, to make sure that all of those plan details are carried out. I can't tell you how many times, and you know, the project teams are trying their hardest. These are new concepts to them or a new certification, and oftentimes the project teams that we work with, they haven't done a Passive House in the past. So they don't really know what to expect. And the, I guess the good enough that may have worked on other certifications, particularly when it comes to like caulking and tape adhering correctly and, you know, all of those small things. And it's from every trade. It's, you know, it's not just one. It's like everyone has to be on board. It's a different ball game when you're working on FIAS projects or Passive House projects. So you need someone who is really intent and, you know, focused on making sure that all of those air sealing details are done correctly, so that and tested potentially, you know, so that when we get there to do the whole building blower door test on, you know, large buildings, that they're successful. We hate it when, you know, we go there for a mid-construction test and they're a couple thousand CFM off. And when you look at the ACH and it's a really tight building, or they're just about there, but there's, you know, they're not there. So, but having someone who can, who knows the details and is, you know, with the trades and can overview what's been happening is just really important and critical and essential. Everyone needs an ass. You know.
That's a good quote.
I mean, because we can be there as the role of the verifier can, you know, be very minimal or comprehensive. And the guidance that we give, I think is obviously, well, we feel it's important, you know, but they need someone who's there more frequently, especially on larger projects. And when you think about cost, you know, that it's just having someone that, you know, is automatically going to be there because of, I don't know, if it's a part of the GC team, if they're a part of the GC team, just knowing that you're going to have someone there constantly looking over all of these things, you're not going to miss some of those, you know, the critical aspects. And those critical aspects or small, you know, small details is oftentimes the, you know, determining factor in between passing and failing, which is the determining factor between getting funded and not getting funded,
yeah,
you know, or the stakes are really high.
Yeah.
So having that extra resource on your team, who's there to be able to make sure that things are going according to plans, just helps the whole. And honestly, we haven't had a project that has had that. We've talked about it with colleagues and in conceptualizing how can these projects run, you know, smoother. That would be a really, really important role for someone to play. Someone who knows how to do air sealing, that's applicable not just for FIAS or Passive House, that's applicable, I mean, code.
Yeah.
So, and that's conversation has come up on many other projects that don't have to hit these thresholds. So it's, I think it would be a really valuable piece. Our whole team is behind it. I think that's the one nugget that really, really right now that stands out is that would be a huge support to teams.
I then asked Lindsay what she was seeing in terms of growth in Passive House, if there is growth and what is driving that growth.
So we do a lot of work in the affordable housing world, and a lot of our projects get LIHTC funding, so the state QAPs, and I think that has been a big catalyst, as well as other utility incentive programs.
Quick and say that LIHTC is low income housing tax credits. It's a key way of funding affordable housing.
Yep. Yep. And the QAP is the point allocation that the states use when projects are applying for this funding and they're trying to accumulate as many points as possible so that they're awarded the funding. So the QAPs have been, you know, one of those key pieces. So our work in both Illinois and Michigan, in the Michigan QAP Passive House recently, and I don't believe that it's been adopted yet, but it is garnering the most amount of points over the other certifications. And because of that, we've already received a handful of calls for a number of projects, that developers are looking, you know, to pursue Passive House. In Illinois, it's the same thing. They're getting a healthy amount of points for pursuing Passive House. And there's also in Illinois a Clean Energy Foundation grant that has really helped kind of push those projects coming along, and incentives from the local utilities, ComEd. They've got a new incentive out. So all of those things are from our perspective, and as we're working with the different projects and teams, helps, you know, accelerate the interest. And hopefully with all the resources around and having some, you know, like when teams know that they can do it, and they have the resources to make it happen, then it's more attainable and it's more viable and realistic.
And I interjected here that they're more likely to take the competitive advantage that doing a passive house project confers in the LIHTC seeking process. And all this got its start in Pennsylvania. So it's cool to see this ripple effect happening and other states emulating it. Especially, it's great to hear that in Michigan's policy, that passive house is receiving more points than other certifications. And it's in order for the policy to succeed in spurring on passive house development, it looks like that's what needs to happen. If all the certifications are on par, then people will just go with what's easiest.
Right. And so, and we know this is not this is not what's easiest.
Right, exactly.
So there has to be some sort, at least right now, there has to be some sort of carrot.
Yeah.
And it has to be weighted properly.
Yeah.
You can't, I think it's unfair to weight them all equally because they're not equal, you know.
Right.
And each certification has its own place. But when you're really trying to pursue excellence, and you know, with Passive House certification, you can't have it in the same level as, you know, base certifications.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's just been really great to be here. It's great to see you in person.
Yeah,
you know,
likewise.
Like. Like, hey, I remember you from Zoom, you know, and just today is, you know, taking in the rest of the experience and being with colleagues and using the momentum of the conference and the energy. There's just so much energy here, you know, like all day long and all night long, you know, and bring that back so that we can continue to fight the fight and support our teams and just really keep going, because this is the direction, and the more that we can get folks involved in it, the better. So I think all of us are little soldiers for the cause, you know. So
right,
it's great.
Right,
it's great.
On.
And you guys are doing an awesome job. Like, just, it's been wonderful to see you guys and all the information. It's just great. Kudos.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, please keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Yep. My pleasure.